Blog Talk Radio.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Hey, baby, I know you're leaving me behind. I'm seeing you, darling, for the very last time. Show a little tenderness before you go. Please let me feel your embrace once more. Take me in your arms. Rock me a little while. Oh, darling, rock me a little while. We all must feel heartache sometimes. Right now, I'm feeling mine. I try my best to be strong. I'm not able. I'm like a helpless child, left in a cradle. Let me know, joy, before I grieve. Just one more, darling, before you leave. Take me in your arms. Rock me a little while.
Man, oh man, now that's going back, right, guys? That's going way back. And I like to say hello to my friends all around the world. Much love to you guys. I hope you are blessed and God has been good to you. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And we're going to have a good time today as we go down memory lane, all right? So, guys, thanks for hanging out. First of all, let me just remind you, this is Holy Week. Like, this is the week. If you're a Christian, this is the week, right? This is the week of the whole year when it comes down to religion. And so, guys, I just pray that, you know, that you have found yourself getting closer to our Savior. And trust me, in this show, I will play a song that is going to be about just that. All right, so guys, I love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. So let's get going.
Let's get back. What makes you wanna mess with my life? I think I'll buy a gun, go out and have some fun. Maybe even come and take your wife. Somebody tell them. It's a free world.
your girlfriend comes dancing to my bed. Good God, how will it make you feel to know yourself for real and have someone call you a lie? I think you buy a gun, go out and have some fun. Then again, maybe kiss suicide. Good God, tell them. Have you heard? It's a free world and it's mine. We'll be right back.
the finest. And life goes on. You learn to hold on. You learn to appreciate the finer things in life. The finest.
Okay.
here on Solar Records Radio. And I want to thank my sister Astrid. She just keeps on coming up with the grooves. And thanks for sending them over, sweetheart. God bless you. Over there in Amsterdam. And I'm so excited to say that she is much better. And we are blessed because, you know, our friends are getting better and the healing process is on. So anyway, God is good as usual. And he blesses us all the time here on Solar Records Radio. And so I want to say thanks and hello to all of our friends all around the world. We appreciate you guys, and we thank you for tuning in and being a part of Solar Records Radio as we are on this very special Throwback Thursday, because this is Holy Week, Holy Week. And we are praying that, you know, God takes care of all of us and keep us safe, and praying for our brothers and sisters over in Ukraine. We're just praying for all the innocents that's being caught up in this terrible war over there. And that's including the Russian soldiers that have no idea what they're doing and don't want to do it. So we just want to pray for God's people, right? And we just pray that you know, everybody's good. And how are you doing, my brother, Mr. Fleming? How's it going?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just trying to absorb this week. It's a very special week, and it's very powerful for
yeah.
me. And
yeah.
very difficult. Yeah,
and you
yeah,
know what's
I,
crazy? You know, of course, you know, we're weekend, of course, Easter Sunday and things like that. Last weekend, I thought Easter was last Sunday because here's the thing. Usually the Ten Commandments come on the Saturday before, you know, Easter Sunday. It came on last Saturday. I thought Easter was this past Sunday, but I'm like, no, it's this Sunday. So... I'll watch the Ten Commandments again. I don't mind sitting there 4 hours watching Yul Brynner. So it's all good, though. I enjoyed it. I really did.
it is all good. I mean, well, you know, so last Sunday was called Palm Sunday.
Exactly. Palm Sunday.
Yeah. That's when Jesus went into Jerusalem. And the people got really upset because he was,
Look at you preaching.
They were perpetrating. They thought he was perpetrating being who he was, and they did not recognize him as being the Son of God. And it's just kind of crazy because, you know, like you just never know, right? You're just like you're praying and you're hoping for the King, you know, for something to come, and then when it comes, you don't recognize it. That is weird, you know. It's like, whoa, you know, like we may pray for that woman. You know, may pray for that man.
Mm.
Pray for whoever it is you're praying for, right? And when they show up and you don't know who they, you don't believe that they're who you prayed for, man, that is just bad. That is bad. And so that's why we do have to pay attention, really, really look into what God has put in front of us and not be so critical all the time of things that, you know, that are in front of us. Sometimes, you know, we may be in a job or something that is really stressing us out, but it may only be stressing us out because we haven't prepared ourselves for it. Or it's how you look at it that causes you to stumble, as opposed to say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure I get my job, my part done. And if you go in there with a mindset of, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do. I just got to make this thing happen and do the right thing. Hey, it's easier to work instead of going in there just angry and pissed off and trying to figure out a way to get rid of the boss and, you know, and causing all kind of, you know, problems in the office. That ain't going to bless you. But anyway, I don't want to keep on talking about this. I'd like for you to say something, Don.
No, I am listening to you. I am enjoying the conversation. I'm enjoying those gems of knowledge that you're, you know, giving to the people. And that's a good thing about this show. Again, we're not just the people that just play music. You know, we have feelings. We have these thoughts. We have these viewpoints, man. And again, not saying that we're any special than anyone else because of the platform that we have. You never know who needs to hear some of the things that you say, maybe some of the things that I say. So, I mean, I'm all for just learning and understanding. You had mentioned about Russia and Ukraine and you know, going into Easter Sunday. To me, you know, there's that correlation. Well, as far as, you know, having your heart, you know, being in a certain type of way when you're feeling a type of way because of Christ being in the tomb and rising from that tomb, you know, and you know, you have that certain sentiment in your mind, and you it automatically makes you empathize with the situation. Now, again, you know, with all of the what's going on over there, it hurts, you know, it is something to to think about. It is something to, and you don't really want to make it feel like it's Easter because of nearing Easter, I want to feel this way. You're supposed to have these types of compassion for your fellow man all the time, your fellow man and woman. That's just the way that I live. But again, I don't want to get too off tangent. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm glad that I'm here. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday, and I don't want to sway away from of the music or anything like that. But you never know who needs to hear these things, and that's what it is. You know, every now and then we get those callers that come and they'll spit some knowledge, and I'm here for that. So,
Amen.
Man, rock on, Waddell, rock on.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. This is Throwback Thursday. I'm going to take you back to the 70s. Like, I think it was 77 or some 76, somewhere around there. Maybe even, no, I think it was 74. Yeah.
Look at you going back to the years.
This is going, yeah, I'm trying to do like you done. And I was really blessed. I was working at my dad's gas station on 33rd and Diamond in the city of Philadelphia. And I noticed all these people going into the park, you know, and we love it. It's because it's beautiful. And plus we get a lot of traffic, you know, the gas station, and they coming in buying all kind of stuff. And it's great and everything. And I was like, what's going on in the park? And they said, man, in the park down there in Robin Hood Dale, oh, man, they have an artist down there, and they are just having a good time. Well, I'm going to play you who it is and what they were doing when they were down there. And then I grew up listening to this song for a long time. We played it in my church and everything. It's just great. So here you go, Tremaine Hawkins. And this is called I'm Going Up to Yonder. So, guys, y'all remember this? We're going it back. All kind of things. Come on.
Thank you.
Makes you want to spread your wings and fly away.
You're feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm feeling some type of way.
You know what? When I gotta mention, because that was a Chucky Booker song. You know, by the way, that was true, Spread My Wings. But, you know, friend of the show, Chucky Booker, shout out to Chucky Booker. That was his song. And if I'm not mistaken, Steve from True was like, Chucky, can we get this song? Can we have this song? He begged and begged and begged for it. And Chucky was like, okay, go ahead and take it. And, of course, Troop made it a hit. I mean, just imagine, though. I mean, of course, that's Chucky Booker. You know, when you think about his music, you think about his production skills, his writing skills. You're like, okay, yeah, I can see that's a Chucky Booker song. But, yeah, Troop is just an amazing song, of course, for him to give it to them. and, you know, just blow it up the way they did. So shout out to Troop on that, man.
Yeah, and, you know, when I was listening to this song, I was thinking about my friend Reggie, who was in the group. And Reggie, if you guys know, he's the one with
Warren. Yeah.
He was the one with the, he always had that little, what do you call it, patch in his head.
I had a little patches. Yeah, I had one too. I had that little gold, little honey blonde patch, like in the front of your head. I used to have that too.
Yes, and Reggie and I were pretty close, and his wife and his wife was actually in one of the rap groups. I can't think of the group she was in, but it was a pretty good group. And you'll know it's from Don's era, the 90s, and they were good. And and from up north, Northern California, it almost popped in my head. But anyway, it was right around the same time that those guys were up. And but Reggie and I and his mother-in-law and I were really close. Because, you know, Reggie's younger than me. He's like Don's age. And so his mother-in-law and I were really close. And I used to see him all the time because his mother-in-law used to babysit my daughter and my son. And so, and Reggie and them and would take their kids there too. And so we all hanging out all the time, eating and watching the kids destroy her house. And
oh, wow.
You know, and she was so sweet. Madeline, she's passed on, but she was such a sweet lady. But anyway, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for, listening to Don and I as we share our stories and stuff. So yeah, that's why I wanted to play that song, because I was thinking about Reggie
a beautiful song though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And so now he's literally spread his wings and he's gone on. Now
you know what Troop stands for?
What?
Do you know what Troop stands for?
No.
Total respect of other people.
Oh, nice.
That's the name of the group. That's what the group means. Total respect of other people. I remember that when I remember those old Video Soul interviews, and they're like, total respect of other people. And of course, when Mamacita came out, that was, I was just a big Troop fan anyway. But man, again, Reggie Warren, rest in peace to that brother.
He
was the man.
Yeah. So. Anyway, this next block, guys, is a little something different. Don's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, he's going to hook me up. Yeah, he's going to hook me up, man, because I am on the road right now. He's going to hook this block up, man. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to Throwback Thursday. Of course, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive with myself. Coming up next, man, this song we want to play right now, I want to take you back to 1991, the summer of 1991. Had a lot of great wedding songs. I want to play a couple of them in this block, but I want to play kind of a slow jam block. Wardell, if you will, let's take them back. Of course, I want to give it a classic from the lovely Miss Pebbles. Of course, she was married at the time to L.A. Reid. And of course, she blew up and did her thing. This is called Always. You guys keep it locked. Of course, you hear Sherelle in the background and Johnny Gill in the background. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Have you ever loved someone so much that you could feel it deep down in your soul? A girl like you, yeah. Well, this is how I feel about the one I love. Let's sing it together. Friend.
just like that.
Wow. Don, I didn't get to your third song. I had some technical problems, but man, oh man. Dude, you got it going on over here. And the Love Zone.
I had to hook that up. I had to hook that up, man. That was two classics from the summer of 1991. Of course, what you just played, With You by Tony Terry, and, of course, started off the block with Always by Pebbles. Love that.
Yes, absolutely. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about I'm in your stash, but I don't see. I think I do, and I think I don't. I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
I said,
at
you know what? I said the last one is in your stash.
Oh, no wonder I don't see. I'm going crazy here. But it's
the
all
last
good.
One is in your stash. I put it in parentheses, your stash.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, and it's not working out too well for me over here because I can't see a thing. Get it together. Or leave it alone. You don't want my love. I'll be gone. do you know that one?
Silly.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
And what is that last song that you're talking about? What is it called?
The last song of the block?
Yeah. What is it called?
Sparkle by Cameo. You gotta hook that up. That's a beautiful song.
There you go.
All right.
What a beautiful song, Don. Man, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I love that, man. Sparkle.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, I realized in that last segment, as I was trying to get your music and stuff together, I was like, I can't see. Why can't I see? And I realized I didn't have my glasses on. I'm like, man, I really need glasses. I didn't know And I have like this big computer in front of me, and I still can't see. It's
I can only imagine.
Lord, everybody gets their turn. Your turn will come one of these days, brother. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, newsflash, it's already here. My eyes have gotten so bad, so I'm not, you know, I can't fault you. No, not at all.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, I think we got a couple of birthdays. Steve Shockley just had a birthday from the original Lakeside.
Nice.
And so happy birthday to Mr. Shockley. We love you and appreciate you, man. We do appreciate you. Now my brother here, Theory, his birthday also today. Happy birthday over there. And he's in Eastern Europe. He's right there. I'm not sure where exactly that is, but he's like, he's where I want to be. He's close to Venice. I think he's in Italy. So happy birthday to you, my brother. Much love and God bless you. And thank you for always supporting us here at Solar Records Radio. He's so good at, you know, not Solar Records Radio, but the solo artist. He's always acknowledging everyone's birthday and stuff, and it's a beautiful thing. So we appreciate you, man. I think Astrid had somebody else up here. It was their birthday as well. And as soon as I find it, I will. I think she's telling me right now. Yeah, Theory's in France. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And whose birthday is it, Astrid? There's someone else's birthday that you just posted in the group. Just let me know. Her dad, Astrid's dad. Oh, man. Rest in peace. And God bless you, sir. Thank you for giving us your amazing daughter. You know, we don't know your son, but you know, the way that your daughter Astrid talks about them, you did a great job, and thank you so much for blessing us with your daughter. Rest in peace, and know that all is well, and you have beautiful grandsons as well. Keep your spirit around them and protect them and guide them, sir, as you would have, you know, things that you would have them to do. Okay, so, and then Peebo Bryson, another birthday. Happy belated birthday. Is that Peebo? Yeah. So happy belated birthday to you, Mr. Bryson. Thank you so much again for blessing us with this amazing, your amazing music, and your legacy will be kept alive here at Solar Records Radio. All right, Don, you still there, brother? Well, Don is somewhere around here. But anyway.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So, you know, Don slowed it down. He got into the love zone. It was so cool. And Astrid loves it. She did not once did she say, who's that? Because she knows all those love songs. And so she's posting her heart out. Thanks, Astrid, for helping us. And that thing I forgot what he called it. It's a stiff or strip, whatever it is that Greg
wedding song? What are you talking about?
He made something for me. So, but anyway, all right, guys. Well, we're gonna keep on moving because, as you know, we are Don's on the road. He's moving around, and so we want to keep this music going. It is Throwback Thursday here on Solar Records Radio. So, guys, come on. Now, Don slowed it down. I gotta pick it back up. So, get moving. Here with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts on Solar Records Radio. Yeah.
desire to know. When I first met you, all the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love. I can't.
Don't they do it right? Don't they do it right?
Man.
Whoa, man, oh, man.
Man.
Well, we are running out of time, guys. We only got 28 minutes left in the show, and I'm enjoying this throwback music, this old school music. It ain't nothing but a blessing, And start of a romance, you know, I got that out of your stash, brother. Did you know that?
Oh, thanks. Now, what year did that song come out? Do you remember?
Well, I know their career started in 2000, in 1979, and that was with the other song, so between 79 and 80.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Love
but anyway, guys,
okay,
so
man, love
we're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. We hope you guys are having a good time. We do appreciate you guys taking the time out to hang out with us, as we know you have many, many other choices. And so we tomorrow we won't be doing our normal show tomorrow, as we celebrate the Sound of Los Angeles. That won't happen tomorrow, because tomorrow is Good Friday. And so we will be celebrating. We will be dealing with our Savior. And I want you to tune in, because we're going to have T. Meyer, and he's going to do a sermon on Good Friday. Just kind of tell us a little bit about what Good Friday really means. So, you know, please come hang out with us tomorrow and enjoy that. It's important. I mean, we did have fun and all that great stuff with the music and just, but we have to remember, you know, the what's really important, and that's for saving our souls, you know, and so we want to make sure you know, at the very least, that we are trying to do the right thing for each other, you know, be a blessing to one another as opposed to hurting each other. Anyway, so guys, we're going to keep the music going. Don, anything else on your mind?
Man, hey, just, you know, tomorrow, of course, Good Friday, we're going into Easter. Man, you know, T-Mar's sermon and everything, you know he's going to bring it. So make sure you guys tune in to that.
Yeah, we love T-Mar. He's awesome, and he's got it going on. So, but anyway, I just want to say thanks again, Don. I really appreciate you. Even when you're out on the road, you still make a way to be a part and bless us with your skills. What about are you doing your show? Are you going to be back to do your show today?
God willing, I'll be back tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&D funk and soul.
Okay. Well, what time?
Throwback Thursday night.
Okay. Throwback Thursday night.
Hey, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you guys tune in.
All right, guys. Yeah, make sure you tune in for that. Much love, and God bless you guys. All right, guys, so we got about another 25 minutes left in the show, so let's get it going, and we'll be back.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music.
right, guys. Well, thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Thanks to Astrid and Greg for blessing us with you know, their time and their love for this music, and also their skills. Thanks for sending me the music, Astrid, earlier today. And I want to thank Greg for his amazing artwork that just blesses so many of us all the time. And you guys all have a wonderful and blessed weekend, as tomorrow is Good Friday. So things kind of change up a little bit around here. And so it's a very emotional day for me. It's when my Savior was murdered. And I will never, ever forget that. And so I just want you guys to remember the importance of this day. Good Friday is such an important day, because Easter and all those, the resurrections would never happen if Good Friday didn't happen. So please remember him. Okay. And I hope you guys enjoyed yourself here with us on Solar Records Radio today. We look forward to our show tomorrow at 3 p.m. With T. Meyer and myself. Will be here celebrating Good Friday. And then later on today, this evening, Don Fleming will be back at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Old School Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, old school, however he says it. But it is a double, it's a triple threat, actually, because within Goldie Mac, we will be playing his show at 11 p.m. Eastern. So, guys, God bless you all. Take care. And we pray that you enjoyed yourself with us here on Solar Records Radio.
Tell me, are you here alone?
Just say yes, and the rest of our lives will be so.